Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mason. I'm here to serve you.
Your name is Nathan?
Yes, ma'am. Mason, Mason.
Oh, Mason. Oh,
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Mason, my name is Linda Brower. And I ordered some of Joyce Meyer's Keto Ascend. And they have taken $368.57 out of my account. Okay, now the initial withdrawal was 12/8/20. Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. All right. And then on the 25th, which wasn't even a month, they took out $92.90, $91.89. Then on the 27th, they took out $91.89, and then the 27th of this year, they took out 90. That is ridiculous, because it's only supposed to be you get the pills, the ketos, they last a month. A month.
Yes, ma'am. It's a 30-day supply.
It's a 30-day supply. They have taken it out too many times. I need a refund, Mason.
Yes, ma'am. I see you have your zip code to see your account.
My zip code is 27205.
First and last name?
Linda Brower.
All right, Miss Linda, give me 1 second, okay? Let me look over. Well, actually, I just see that you just talked to one of our other agents.
I did, but I did not realize at that time that they had overcharged me, and I don't have anything to show for it. Nothing.
Okay, so what we charged you for, we charged you on the, give me 1 second. Let me look over your account so I can be sure. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so the reason we can't give you a refund for those charges because the first two the first 92, 90, and 91, 89 were for the products you have got received on December 17th. Now you got charged again, 92, 90, and 91, 89. Those shipments are already been shipped. They're on their way to you now. It got shipped out yesterday. And you called in today. That's why we can't stop the shipment because the shipment is gone. And we can't tamper with those charges.
What I don't understand is this was the 12/8/20. Okay, I can understand. I got that. That was the first time you're supposed to get it or whatever. Okay, but now it was not even a month when they took out,
Yes, ma'am, because it was a 14-day trial. After the 14-day, you got billed.
Okay, but it wasn't 14 days when they took out, 12/25/20. 12/25/20, they took out $92.90. And then on the 27th, they took out another $91.89.
Well, on my side, it said we took out the 7/45 and the 6/70 on December 8th. And then we billed you again on December 24th, which means on the 92/90 and 91/89, which means that's 14 days. It starts the day you order, not the day you receive the product.
Okay, now why was I charged again on 12/27/20?
Because 12/27, because the first time you got charged on the 24th, that charge didn't go through. So we charged you again.
Yes, it did.
It didn't. No, ma'am, you got two products. So you got two different charges, a 92/90 and a 91/89. The first 91/89 didn't go through. It was soft decline. And we charged again on the 26th.
I understand that. But two times, the 25th and the 27th, I was charged $91.
Yes, ma'am, because it's a reoccurring product. If you got charged for the first product.
You know,
and then it's you get charged every month.
Mason. There, it was 12/25/20, and then 12/27/20. That's not a month. That's 2 days.
Like I was stating, ma'am, the charges were declined. That's why it charged you again.
Let me pull up my bank account. Let me, because I didn't see where that was declined. Hold on just a minute. Because I was looking at that just a few minutes ago. Now, you said the one on 1225 was declined?
Correct.
Okay, let me see. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, 1225. I don't see where that was declined. Oh, I'm at 1230. Oh, yeah, okay, 1230. Wait a minute. Okay, 1225. I really don't see where that was declined. I'm looking. Okay, I don't see where it was declined, Mason, on the 25th. You said it was declined on the 25th?
It was declined on the 24th. The charger we took out was on the 26th. Give me one second. Let me call my supervisor because it does look a little weird. Give me one second, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so ma'am, this is what happened. You got charged on the 24th for one product. Got tried to get charged again for another product. The second product didn't go through. We charged you again for that second product on December 26th. Then January 24th and 26th, that's when we charged you again for those for another shipment. We're just looking at 24 and 26, but that is a month difference if one was December and one was January.
Okay, but what I was saying, you said it was declined. On what date was it declined?
It was declined. You had two declines. You had one decline on December 24th, and you had one decline on January 24th. We took the money out on both of on December 26th and January
26th. I see the 27th, and I see where it was taken out. All I see is what I see here. And I don't see where it was declined. If it was taken out, it looks the same as it does up here on January. It looks like a ripoff. It looks like y'all have just taken my money. You know, I'm not a wealthy person. You know, it looks like y'all have just taken my money for products that I don't have. And it was, okay. The only thing I know to do is to call my bank tomorrow because I don't see where it was declined. I don't see that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do assure you I can get your account is canceled out, and you can call us back with your bank on the line. We can get everything straight for you, okay?
I see where the 25th it was taken out. It was taken out on the 27th. I don't see where it was declined. I really don't. No.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's showing that it was declined on our end twice. So, you, like I stated, you can give us a call back with your bank on the line, and we can try to assist you better, okay?
I most certainly will.
My pleasure serving you.
Mm-hmm. Mason, I hope you sleep well tonight, honey.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you sleep well tonight, too, as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.